Like many cities across the nation, Baltimore is re-examining its monuments. And the Baltimore City Council is now considering legislation that would rename the city's Columbus Obelisk Monument to honor the victims of police brutality. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
The Columbus Obelisk Monument stands 44 feet high in Herring Run Park in northeast Baltimore. In 2017, protesters took to it with a sledgehammer, decrying the violence and slavery the explorer inflicted on indigenous people. And Baltimore's Commission for Historical and Architectural Preservation restored the monument.
We have the opportunity here to say, we don't need a Columbus monument. We don't want a Columbus monument.
That's Councilman Ryan Dorsey speaking at a Tuesday hearing for the bill. The Democrat introduced the legislation, saying renaming the monument would help right a ship that has been steered by the system of white supremacy.
We can also say, and we have this big white obelisk, and it should honor something worthy of honor, and that should be the lives and the trauma of the violence enacted by police on the victims, and the impact that that has had on families and communities.
Baltimoreans weighed in on the bill during the public hearing. Their arguments mirrored the heated discourse that's been raging ever since protesters dragged a statue of Columbus from Little Italy into the Inner Harbor on the 4th of July. Paul Kropfeld is a board member on the Italian American Civic Club of Maryland. He says there's a dark cloud hanging over Columbus's legacy.
Nationally, he's going to be challenged here in the coming months because of what's happening across the country. So I'm opposed to this monument being used for those reasons.
Kropfeld says victims of police brutality deserve a monument, just not this one. Baltimore resident Bill Blake disagrees.
I think that Italian Americans can find many, many, many people to celebrate, but Columbus should not be one. He was a perpetrator of genocide, racism, slavery, and so on. So I think it would be a step forward for all of us to no longer have monuments named after somebody like that.
Activist Tawanda Jones, whose brother Tyrone West was killed by Baltimore police 7 years ago, supports the bill, saying a memorial is long overdue.
A sacred place is having something renamed and honoring victims of police brutality would mean the world, not just to me, but for all the victims' families. You know, and I just think about when we just had my brother's 7-year memorial or commemoration, and I had no place to go. I had to go back to the actual place where my brother was murdered, and it just broke my heart.
Some, like Nicolino Applauso, secretary of the Board of Governors of the Italian American Civic Club of Maryland, agrees a monument for victims of police brutality is needed, but says this historical obelisk should not be repurposed.
Tawanda Jones and others, they're being shortchanged by this legislation. If you want a beautiful dress, what do? You go to a tailor and get a beautiful dress. You don't go to the secondhand store and give a used pair of shorts.
Ultimately, the Housing and Urban Committee disagreed with Applauso. They passed the bill, which will now head to the full city council for a second reading. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.